Hey, everybody. Welcome. Steve Wollenhaus here, your host on Anatomy of Success, and I'm glad you joined us. This week's topic, to be more focused, create a better day. So glad you joined us. Let's get started. Welcome back. I'm Steve Wollenhaus, your host here on Anatomy of Success. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome. Hope you come back. We do short episodes here. I do it myself. No guests, but we talk about relevant things that we believe will be beneficial in your efforts to create a more magnificent life for yourself, predicated on my four tenets of equanimity that I spell out in my book and in all my work at Anatomy of Success here. You can find out more on my personal page found at weatherology.com/Steve. At the top of the page, you'll find links to LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and information about this podcast as well as the book. And grab the free Weatherology mobile app. And if you would, please subscribe to the podcast. For those that have been here before, some ratings, some reviews are always beneficial as we try to elevate awareness for the show. As promised, this week, we're going to talk about staying more focused to create a better day. And there's been plenty of research dedicated to this topic. You know, the 8-hour workday has kind of become obsolescent over the past year here, especially as employers have been forced to reconsider how they structure work environments in response to COVID-19. Many employees, many of us, forced to respond as well as we work from home, manage kids, homeschooling, try to squeeze our health in, and some personal time. It gets to be an arduous endeavor, for sure. And it's been taxing people, but at the same time, people have had some epiphanies like, hey, I really like working from home, and I like to manage my own workday in a way that's conducive to my own natural rhythm. And I've always said at Weatherology for decades with my teams, do what you want to do. Get your work done whenever you want to get it done. Manage the other things that are as important in your life. We don't need to babysit one another. So this idea that we have to have this 8-hour workday, which was conceived 200 years ago in response to the Industrial Revolution to help manage factory workers, that's no longer relevant. It's obsolescent. Managing people is outdated. Is there some management involved in business with systems? Yeah, but not for people. Come on. We create more stress and emotional fatigue that's very easily avoidable when we do that. The Drudgian Group has conducted studies for decades on this topic regarding work habits, and they've measured various tasks, determine how productive people are as a product of their work habits. What they discovered, the best, most ideal way to approach work is not 8 hours a day, forcing people to push forward, get their work done, and then go home and relax. What mattered most was how people actually structured their day, and they discovered that working for an hour with intense focus, taking a break for 15 minutes, and then revisiting our work for another hour or whatever the case may be, was really the best way to induce the most production from our people. People were laser focused for an hour, then stepped away, but they focused for at least an hour with no distractions, no cell phones, and they had an opportunity to decompress periodically throughout the day. So what we're going to do today is focus on 5 things people working from home can do to be far more productive. Number 1, structure. Our brain naturally fluctuates between high energy and low energy. The ratio is identical to what this study we alluded to revealed. By focusing for about an hour, then walking away from our work, we embrace our brain's natural rhythms and allow our brain and our body to rest when productivity starts to sink. We've all felt that. You know, you're working, you just feel like your creativity and your focus is suffering, but we forge through at the expense of doing quality work. Best way to win that battle? Get some structure in your day. And I know it's tough at home, but too many of us attempt to push through those low energy moments and fight our natural tendency to want to step away. And then we gobble up social media or whatever the case may be, instead of taking a meaningful break, a genuine break, which doesn't mean dabbling in other things that keep our brains super activated. Let's take the 1 hour on, 15 minute off approach and tell me if that structural adjustment makes any difference in your productivity. Number 2, breaks. To keep things simple, we have to plan our day in these hour intervals for maximum productivity. For some of us, you might be able to get 2 hours in. Every one of us is different. Work on something for an hour, though, then step away religiously and allow your brain to rest. Get into this rhythm and be less overwhelmed by the need to fight through those periods of low productivity. Planning a great but focused approach is going to be far better than tinkering here, feeling like you're losing focus, fighting through it, but not being able to concentrate. Take those frequent breaks throughout the day for better productivity. You know, in many other countries around the world, they actually advocate naps, and I encourage it at Weatherology. For myself, I'll close my eyes for 15 minutes during the middle of the afternoon when I feel like I'm really sinking deep into one of those low productivity moments. Not a nap, not even laying down. I just close my eyes in a chair for 15 minutes, doze off, and then I'm right back at it. My focus crescendos after those moments. Next, honor. To exploit the full power of this strategy, we can't cheat. We can't check our phone. We can't look at social media. We can't answer emails. A break is a break, and it deserves a break from our concentration. We have to stay focused for an hour, then take a well-deserved break. And I mean, walk away from that stuff. Play with your kids, jump rope, do whatever you gotta do, but walk away from the electronics and from the distractions of work. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. I feel good and no one's going to stop me now. Freddie Mercury from Queen said that. Next is rest. In the study we alluded to, researchers found that people who took frequent breaks were more productive than those who didn't. In addition, people that relaxed while resting were able to recharge more effectively. The quality of our breaks really matters, is the moral of the story. Being on our phone, searching for hotels we want to stay at for our upcoming vacation. I know it's tempting to multitask and squeeze as many things in as possible. We need to take a legitimate break, suspend our activity on social media, on electronics. Stay focused, but then also take legitimate breaks. Rest, take a nap, like I just said. Close your eyes, take a walk, shut the computer off. We can't substitute distraction for meaningful breaks. That may be reading. Catch up on some reading. Again, that might be doing something like meditation, 15 minutes of yoga. Whatever it is, we take a break. That's the most important thing. And finally, do it. We all know the feeling of hitting that wall, the point where keeping our eyes open is an effort and futility. It's a struggle, and our focus suffers. When we stick to a schedule, we factor in frequent breaks before they're absolutely required, before we hit that brick wall. We anticipate the wall before it comes, before we smash into it. In preparation for that, we have a plan that we activate. Why fight that urge, that natural rhythm, when it doesn't do us any good? Use it to our full advantage. Prince said this, every day I feel a blessing from God and I consider it a new beginning. Yeah, everything is beautiful. Creating hours of maximum productivity can help busy professionals like us manage parental responsibilities, everything else we have to juggle at home, and still take some breaks that help enhance productivity. I hope this brief episode was beneficial in our efforts to create a better day by structuring our day around moments of focus and moments of pause and relaxation. My name is Steve Woolenhouse, and this is Anatomy of Success. So glad you joined us. Let's stay positive. Let's stay focused. And let's stay optimistic.